everyone, welcome back to Real Life Issues with Coco. It's your girl Olao Shaw. Hope you guys have been good. Hope we had an amazing week. Hope we tried to spread love. Hope we showed PDA. We displayed affection to our loved ones. Hope we listened and downloaded and streamed and however, whatever to do to Jekyll Moore by Yano Shaw. Hope we had an amazing week. For me, the week started off really good. I was happy, and then I lost a colleague, and then, you know, roller coaster of emotions. I was happy, I was excited, there was sadness, there was, you know, so much emotions for this week. And as much as I want some part of it to happen again, I really do not want most part of it, because it was a bad day on Friday. But anywho, we bless God for our soul, and then we hope that God accepts our soul, right, and keeps the rest of us. That's the least we can do. However, I'd like to let us know that, see, when anything is wrong with us, please take care of yourself. Your health is important to you. Your health is, you know, is when you're fine that you can spread all the love, that you can give all the attention and stuff. Take care of yourself, then let's try to talk. I know it's not easy to start telling everyone you see what is going on with you, but you know, the few people you talk to, make sure there are people who can help you out. You know, take time off work if you have to. Work will continue when person die, really, but it's all good. I guess we learn every day, take our lessons from this. It's just sad that, you know, a life had to go before some of us will learn our lesson, right? I don't really have anything like that to say today, to be honest. I didn't prepare for anything. There was nothing really, except this whole take care of yourself thing, there was nothing really nothing really happened that I really would need to talk about. However, I'd like to put a question out there, right? Have you ever been in situations where you have to make certain decisions, or no, you want to make certain decisions, and the effect it will have on your loved ones would just like stop you, keep you from, you know, doing those things? Bad decisions, good decisions. I don't know if you guys get it, when you know that, okay, if your loved ones, your family members, your, you know, this person or that person wasn't involved, this is probably a decision you make without thinking twice. However, no, be bad or good, yeah, however, because of, you know, your family members are involved, your friends are involved, even you are involved, like, because of certain people that you really, 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 really care about in your life, because they are involved, you sort of have to just, you know, have a rethink and then rethink and keep rethinking. You know, have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to make a decision and the fact that your loved ones are involved influenced or has held you back on taking that decision that you are sure you want to make, taking the step that you think is, I won't say right, but the step that your brain is bringing to your head to take? Let's hear it. DM me, respond to this podcast. No, I really want to know. And how did you get out of the situation? How did you, you know, sort things out? How did you make your decision, if you eventually did? A lot of times that I've been in that situation, I end up not making any decision at all, to be honest. So how did you get out of the situation? How did you sort things out? Next week we'll be talking about how to find out certain things. I read something, although the conversation felt scripted, to be honest, but I really wanted to share because it was thought-provoking for me. Immediately I finished reading it, I started thinking, like, how could she have known? You know, how was she supposed to know this thing about this person? You know, this whole, you know your partner well before you settle down. I heard a story related to it, and I'm asking that, please, oh, how person for know this one before you marry? Like, how do you find out certain things? But that's going to be for next week. I really, 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 really appreciate you guys for always tuning in. You guys have no idea. You have not the slightest idea how grateful I am. I was looking through my Anchor the other day. I saw that I've had like 888 people actually listen to me in the space of, it's not even up to a year. I know it might not be so much compared to the feedback or views or listens that other podcasts get, but trust me, means a whole lot to me. Thank you guys. Don't stop listening, you know, it keeps me going, opening my anchor and saying that, oh, one or two people have listened to me. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I don't want to keep you too long, but this week, let's do well to spread love. Let's do well to be kind to everybody. You really don't know what people are going through. Trust me. A lot of people look so happy, but a lot of shit is going down with them. The least you can do is to spread love. Take care of yourself. Show love and affection to those that you care about. This life is short. Don't keep things. Express it. Live freely. Love fiercely. Live every day like it's your last. And don't let us forget that eventually this life is not our own, right? And, you know, there's something, there's someone that we live for. Let's not, you know, forget that. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys and I love you guys. And I'm not tired of telling you thank you and that I love you. Have an amazing week ahead, my people. Stay jiggy. Peace out.